Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Terrence. Thank you so much for tuning in to Emotional Intelligence Development today. We're talking today about emotional intelligence development. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. You cannot highlight or enhance the well-being, enhancement, and self-awareness of others without first understanding how you act on an emotional level. Improving and developing emotional intelligence, no matter how successful you are, you will always need emotional intelligence. The ability to engage the feelings of others as you understand, control, and express yours. Ultimately, emotional intelligence involves understanding ourselves and others, interacting effectively with others, and then using these skills to strengthen personal and professional relationships. EQ is not only the ability to identify and control your emotions, but also the ability to recognize the emotions of others. In addition, research shows that people with high EQ are more resourceful and more job satisfaction than people with lower EQs. Emotionally highly intelligent people are perceived by others more positively. Other people perceive people with a high EQ as more pleasant, socially adapted and empathetic towards others. Improve the social relations of adults. Higher emotional intelligence in adults is associated with better self-perception of social skills and more successful interpersonal relationships. Less aggressiveness and interpersonal problems. Emotional intelligence can help you build strong relationships, excel at school and work, and achieve professional and personal goals. Emotional intelligence is a set of skills and behaviors that can be learned and developed. Emotional quotient, and emotional quotient are the ability of people to recognize their own emotions and the emotions of others, distinguish different feelings and label them appropriately, and guide them with emotional information. Thinking and behavior, and adapting emotions to the environment. Enter emotional intelligence, a set of skills that help us recognize, understand, and manage our emotions, and recognize, understand, and influence the emotions of others. Emotional intelligence is acquired through informal life experiences and formal instruction. Specifically, the concept of emotional intelligence at work is about how people and relationships work, and how important skills such as leadership, teamwork, management skills, and partnerships are demonstrated. Finally, the skills to which we have access to emotional experiences are aspects of intelligence, such as the ability to recognize emotions in ourselves and others and to regulate our emotions in the service of our thoughts or actions. Our emotions affect our mood, behavior, performance, and interactions with other people. Your ability to manage your emotions and to recognize and influence others is considered one of the strongest indicators of performance in the workplace. Leaders who can recognize and manage their own emotions are better equipped to perceive the feelings of others and know how to motivate employees. A study conducted to analyze the relationship between school-based EQ counselors and leadership skills concluded that some participants were good leaders because their emotional intelligence developed during counselor training when empathy was taught. Emotional managers have also demonstrated skills such as good leadership, self-confidence, and the ability to win and influence others. Some types of empathy include the experience of hiring and retaining the best talent, the ability to develop other people, and sensitivity to cross-cultural differences. Working well with others is a process that begins with emotional awareness and your ability to recognize and understand what other people are going through. When emotional awareness is at stake, you can effectively develop additional social, emotional skills that will make your relationships more effective, fruitful, and fulfilling. As you develop your emotional skills, you will become more capable of managing and relating to other people. Whatever your goal, use your emotional mastery by remaining responsive to others in your work. When you tune into your emotional ground, you can assert yourself, strengthening and deepening your relationship. As you become more comfortable communicating and understanding how emotions govern behavior, you will find that you will be less frustrated, more resilient, and more capable of accepting conflicts when they arise. Changing your perspective and getting behind the wheel can help you develop empathy and regain a sense of control. In order to truly develop your emotional intelligence skills, you need to change your perspective so that you can take control of your thoughts and feelings. By far the most important thing you can do is develop emotional intelligence, which is being aware of how your feelings and triggers govern your behavior. The first, and perhaps one of the most important, is to increase self-awareness or develop the ability to adapt to emotions. Once you're aware of your own and others' emotions, it's important to know how to balance and control them. As you can see, there are several ways to increase or improve your emotional intelligence. As with anything, it takes practice, but even small steps can make a big difference. While some people are naturally more proficient in certain areas, i.e. can be researched, developed, and improved upon. Self-awareness means being clear about your strengths, limitations, emotions, beliefs, and motivations. Self-awareness. Understanding your emotions and how they affect your thoughts and behaviors. By living in harmony with your own feelings, you can better understand the emotions of others, which can improve your ability to build healthy relationships. Social skills are related to how you perceive emotions, interact and communicate with others. Social awareness is our ability to understand the emotions of others, and empathy is a key component of that. Jamil Zaki, a Stanford professor and author of Good Fight, describes empathy as having three components: recognizing the feelings of others, sharing those emotions, and wanting to improve your own experience. According to Rex Hupke, considering the nuances of human emotions in the workplace can bring pragmatic benefits such as better collaboration between employees and a happier workplace. Our emotional intelligence abilities are believed to contribute enormously to our overall success in life because of their impact on our ability to self-govern and motivate. Emotional intelligence is the ability to understand, use, and manage your emotions in a positive way to relieve stress, communicate effectively, empathize with others, overcome problems, and resolve conflicts. Emotional self-awareness, which is very similar to the ability of Mayer and Salavas to perceive emotions, is associated with awareness of their feelings and includes an understanding of how these feelings can affect others. Self-regulation is managing emotions and predicting their effects, similar to facilitating thought and managing emotions. Motivation is the continuation of continuing to work when faced with obstacles. Empathy, feeling the emotions of others, and social skills, the set of social-emotional intelligence skills that help us manage and respond to our interpersonal relationships. In this article, we've looked at several approaches to defining what really refers to emotional intelligence and how we can start developing our A-skills through worksheets, actions, and awareness.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Terrence and this was episode 1 of Emotional Intelligence Development. See y'all next time.